Welcome to this edition of Black Cool Tech. I'm your host, Matt Roberts, and I will be your presenter for this edition of the program. Before we get started, I want to give you my contact information, and I'm just going to give you an email address for this one because I've given phone numbers in the past when I've done different episodes of this, and they've changed. So to make sure that I don't have to worry about that anymore, let me give you an email address that will never change. It's Matt, M-A-T-T, dot Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, at G-S-E-B-R-A-I-L-L-E-N.com. That's Matt dot Roberts at G-S-E-Braylon.com. We're going to talk today about something that I'm sure a lot of you have not considered the possibility of being able to access. DVR, digital video recorder. This allows you to record a lot more than you could originally with a VCR. Now, in the past, there have been two accessible video cassette recorders that we have been able to use. One was made by Zenith and one was made by Sharp. I do have both of those. But the problem is they are old and people are not using video cassettes anymore. So what do you do? Well, I thought of that myself for a long time. And the other problem with video cassettes is you always have to set the recorder every single time you want to record something. Whereas with the DVR, you don't have to do that. All you do is set it once and forget it. So you set it once and forget it. I've done a lot of research into this because I wanted access to a DVR. The majority of options were not as accessible as we would like them to be. However, I have found a solution to the problem, and I want to show you how you can use your digital video recorder. I keep wanting to say voice recorder, but it's not. Your digital video recorder, or DVR, totally independently. You can check your schedule to see what's going to record. You can resolve conflicts where a conflict is a situation where you have too many things to be recorded at the same time. I have Dish Network. My receiver is the VIP 722, is the receiver that I have. It's a dual tuner receiver, which means it can record two things at the same time, but you can only watch one of them. Now, what's nice about DVR, in addition to that, is you can watch a show while it's being recorded. You can pause live TV if you want to. You can rewind live TV. And if for some reason you do pause live TV and you walk away for, let's say, 5 or 10 minutes, when the commercial comes on, you can fast forward past the commercial and get right back to the show, and you can get caught up with the show pretty quickly. You can also do the same thing if you are recording a show. So what I'm going to do, now your remote may be slightly different from mine, so I'm not going to go over every procedure you would do on the remote, but I'm going to give you a basic idea of how you would do things on the remote. Now the remote access part of it, through the computer or your iPhone, this works both on the iPhone and on the computer. If you don't have an iPhone, that's okay. You can do it on the computer as well, but you must be using a PC. This will not work on the Mac, unfortunately. I don't know why, but it doesn't work. We'll be using WindowEyes for this demonstration. Now, sometimes when you're trying to access something on your DVR using the PC, you may have to shut down your screen reader and reload it. At least with WindowEyes and System Access, that is the case. So, but we'll go into that in a few minutes. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to grab my remote, which I usually leave sitting on top of the satellite box. There it is. I'm going to turn on my TV. Now, right now, the TV is silent. That is because sometimes when you turn on your TV, there's a message on the screen that says, press select to watch TV. And I'm going to do that. And now we have TV. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a music channel. Like a plan of salvation, like a plan of happiness. Okay, so now we have music playing. I'm going to record a little bit of this. Okay, so now it's recording here, and I'm going to record a little bit of this so we can play with this without having the... Let me mute this for a second. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and just record for a few more seconds here so we have something to play with to play stuff so I don't have to worry about playing my recordings on the DVR or anything like that. So I'm going to turn the sound back on by pressing the button on my remote. There's a button on the remote that will turn off and on the sound. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to press the down arrow button. Now on the screen it asks me if I want to stop recording and change the channel. I'm going to press to the left, which is yes. I'm going to press select. And it has done that. Okay, I'm going to go back here. I don't want to have that go over the recording. Okay. So now we will turn that off for now. So now we have something on the DVR that we can play with and we can experiment with. Now, the other issue that you're going to have is setting up the remote access. You're going to need Sighted Health to do this. Now, what I did when I set up mine was I just called Dish Network and I had them do it. Fortunately, the person that I got on the phone willingly went in and did it. I don't know if all reps will do it. The one I had did. Once you get that set up, the best way to get into remote access is to log into your, go into my account, which I'll show you in a moment. And then once you get into my account, then go to the bottom of the screen. There's two links for remote access. You want the one that's close to the bottom of the screen. The reason for that is if you go into the wrong one, you'll get a flash section that is not accessible. It doesn't work. In fact, it every time I tried to do it, it would crash Internet Explorer. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to go into
desktop,
this,
WavePad,
and
Internet Explorer.
Bring up Internet Explorer. Now I have it set up. I have it set up to where I have it bookmarked for my account, so I don't have to click on this. If you don't have it that way, what you'll do is you'll go into www.dishnetwork.com and then go to the link that says my account. I have it bookmarked,
favorites.
So I'm just gonna
add Dish Network account.
Okay. And I'm gonna select that link. I have it bookmarked in favorites.
Loading.
There we go. Now the page is loaded. Now my cursor is sitting
images edit box
on the username Browser. Field, so I'll type in my username, which is my email address. Type in my password and hit enter.
0%.
And security we should, yeah. Now you're gonna get a security box. Now what's gonna happen here, and I'm gonna stop this when it comes up, you're gonna get a little tutorial thing that tells you how to use Dish Network, and which I won't play this because your system may vary. So I wouldn't especially if you're listening to this sometime in the future, things may change. But it's gonna play for part of it until we get to the Dish Network remote access link that will get us into the actual remote access part of the site.
Dish Network one is looking for this.
So I hit yes to.
We're going to start with some basics about using your.
I'm going to go to the bottom of the screen.
Dish remote access. 0%.
Everything starts with your remote control.
Okay, I found the Dish Network remote access link. I hit
4%.
Okay, now it's going to come up here, and if it comes up and says Dish Network,
9%.
Dish my room.
Load done. Dish my room.
There we go. There we go. So we're now logged on to it on the screen. Now, there's a lot of options here that you can use. Now, I find if you're going to schedule things, it's easier to do it on the iPhone. You can do it on the website, but I find it easier to do it on the iPhone, which I'll show you in a little bit. Now, what I want to do is go to my DVR.
Links. My account. Well, my DVR.
I used WindowEye's link feature by using Insert Tab, and I just typed in MY till we got to my DVR. I'm going to press Enter on this.
My DVR. Loading page.
Okay.
Looking for visible line. Visible line found. Load done.
Now, I'm not sure what we're on. We could be on the recordings thing. Let me scroll down and see where we are.
Skip fifth, DVR. Not a new table one, TV, touched by an angel.
Okay, we're on the skip.
12th time. 12th. CS image, BYU devotional address.
Okay, we're on the skipped link, the skipped items here. This is cool because you can actually see what it is. And if you want to record it, you can actually do that. You can restore things that have been skipped. Now, this is a BYU devotional address here that I have it set to record new episodes. And since this is not a new episode, it's going to skip it. But the neat thing about remote access is you can actually see what the show is about. So let's look and see what this show is about here.
The Children of Cross News Business, 2006 Neil A. Maxwell, CC Stereo.
Okay, you know what? I want to watch this.
Images button to restore.
Even though it's not a new episode, I still want to see it. So what I'll do is I'm gonna hit enter on restore.
Loading page. Looking for visible line. Visible line found. Load.
Okay, now this is weird because now this is weird. I've never seen this on a website. What you have to do is you have to go to the bottom of the screen.
Cancel. Okay.
And there's an okay and a cancel button. We select okay.
Loading page. Looking for visible line. Visible line found. Load done.
Okay, now we have to go to the bottom of the screen again.
Cancel. Okay.
And select okay.
Loading page. Looking for visible line. Visible line found. Load.
Okay, now we go to the bottom of the screen again because we have to select the okay button.
Loading page. Looking for visible line. Visible line found. Load done.
Okay. So we've restored that recording. Now I can go in and check the schedule for today and see what I've got recording or what is scheduled to be recorded. Now this is a bit tricky to do because it will not always bring up the different parts of it. Sometimes you have to go back to my DVR after you select
app scheduled
what you want. So I did insert tab with window eyes and I just did SCH and it came up with scheduled. Let's hit enter and hopefully
scheduled loading page
can
load done. Did my room
no? It didn't do it. So now what I have to do is do insert tab again.
Links.
And your screen reader may vary, but just use whatever commands you use to get to your links list. And then do...
My account, well, my DVR.
Go to my DVR and hit enter.
My DVR.
And this should allow us to get to the schedule part, and then I can see what is scheduled. Now this is what I like about this too, is you can see what the shows are about as well. It'll show you the time, the date, the channel, and what it's about. I'm going to do a search for today by doing Control-Shift-F with window eyes. Type in today.
Found. Today. Later.
And that's part of the the scheduling part where it shows you what's actually on. We don't want that.
Fine.
Do it again.
Not found.
Nope, didn't do it.
Search. Alright. HD recordings. 185.
Okay, now...
HD.
So what have we got?
One of two pages. BYU, the children of Christ, image, skip, images, show details, table ones.
Oh, yes, it did. Okay, the schedule is here. Okay, so now I'm looking at the schedule.
Check with date, may tap top, 12:15, take half images, the 6P news.
Okay, and...
Images, growth, news, business, new, image, skip, image, show, tape, check, update, may top, 5, table, half image, BBC World News America.
Okay, now I should explain why it's giving these weird times. You can set your DVR to start a minute before, 5 minutes before, whatever you want. I have mine set to start a minute before and finish a minute after because sometimes TV shows do not end when they're on time. They may end 30 seconds late or 45 seconds late. And if you don't do that, you will miss the end of the show. Now, another problem you have with it is if you're recording on a channel and they have multiple episodes of a show that occur right after one after the other. Some channels that does not work, some it does. It just depends on what the channel is. So you have to kind of experiment with it and figure out the best way to do it. If a show does not appear in your list, like if you're going through your today list or your later list and you want to record a movie, let's say, and it's not in there, which happens occasionally. What I find the easiest way to record it is wait until the time the show is going to come on, and then I have an atomic clock here. Once it tells me that time, like for instance, if it starts at 9 o'clock and I'm told it's 9 o'clock, I wait about 10 or 15 seconds, hit record, and that usually will allow me to record the show, and it usually does record the whole show. If it's a series, what I can do at that point is I can go into my timers list, and I can change the timer to record new episodes, all episodes, whatever I want to do. If it's a one-time event, then the timers will automatically delete. If it's not, they will stay until you actually delete them. Okay, so I've got my list here. I'm going to show you another thing.
Skip, images button, skip.
And you can skip shows, too, if you want. So let's go. Actually go to the timers list. We'll do that.
Today, images plus TV show, timers.
There we go. We want the timers
Digital
list.
Access Windows Internet Explorer.
No, if it doesn't do
timers. Loading page. Load done.
It may not have worked. If it doesn't work, then you have to go. You have to again go back to and select my DVR.
My DVR.
Do that.
Loading page. Looking for visible line. Visible line found. Load done.
There we go. There are the timers. So I'm going to go down here and I'm going to tell it.
Conflict. Regret. So rough type.
Let's see.
Conflicts. 1. 36. Conflict 1.
All right. It tells me there's a conflict. I'm going to have to check and see what that is.
Skip 50.
We'll do that on the iPhone in a minute. Here's another cool thing. It tells me how many hours I have left. So on standard definition DVR,
97 HRS 19 min available.
I have 97 hours left.
HD managed disk space. HD 15 HRS 18 min available.
HD is 15. I don't have HD, so mine is only recording in standard definition right now.
What series special? Violin, banjo, and mandolin. One jazzless and family folk band. CS images rank one jazz.
Okay, here's my timers list.
There, violin, image, delete, image, tape, channel, rip, skip, one, conflict, zero, skip, zero, tape, CSM, two orchestra, temple, square, concert, mute, image, delete, images, should tape, channel, rip, schedule, one, zero, skip, zero, table, CSM,
okay.
Three, BYU, family, history, fireside.
Okay.
The images, but the Latter-day Saint doctrine of baptism, F, religious, 2003, Richard E. Turley. If delete images should tape check with sketch one, conceal skip zero table image for homeless to Harvard Liz.
Okay.
Thora Birch, Kelly Lynch, Michael Riley, 2003 living on the streets, a teenager. Returns to high school, earns her diploma and gets a college scholarship. CC. Images delete. Image should tape check watch scheduled. Zero. Conflict zero. Skip zero.
Okay. That one didn't schedule. For some reason that movie did not schedule. I need to find out why that is. I'll do that on the iPhone. It's easier to look at the conflicts on the iPhone. So that's all my timers. And I can do the same thing with the skipped, or I can go in and I can see what's on today, what's on later, all that. Let's close this out now.
Record control.
And let's go to the iPhone, and I'll show you on there that it's easier if you have an iPhone. I don't know if this will work on an iPod Touch, but I haven't tried it yet, but I know it works on the iPhone quite well. So let me go into my iPhone here.
11:40, Monday, May 10th. Text from 1-4 FRM. Unlock.
Okay.
Unlock. Unlock. AT&T NAT.
Okay. So now I'm on my main screen.
Live AT DIP.
Okay. Let's go to Dish Network. And
Dish connecting.
I have to wait a second for the pay for it. It doesn't tell you when the screen comes up, so you have to kind of guess a little bit.
Connecting.
Okay, it's still connecting here. It's on. I have it on 3G. I haven't turned the wireless on yet, so I'm doing it off 3G. But it does work quite well on 3G. So.
Password.
There we go.
Email. Text field. Email. Text field. Text field is editing.
You do have to turn off. If you don't have it, have your username, if you don't have any capital letters in your username, which I don't, you have to remember to turn off the shift key. I don't know why it comes up where the first letter will be capitalized, but it does. So I will enter my username and password, and then I will be back to you in a moment. Okay, I now have my username and password entered, so I'm going to select the Go link, which is on the bottom right corner of the screen.
Go.
Right there. We're going to press that. Select that, rather. And it should... We may get a message telling us that our receiver has to be connected to the broadband network. That is a common glitch. I don't know why it does that.
DVR button.
Okay, now Let's hope it doesn't do that because we were just logged onto it on the internet.
Bipolar Mysteries.
No.
Button. The 6P, 82 okay. recordings.
So now we now have 82 recordings on here. So one thing I didn't show you, which I will later on, is you can actually play stuff from the web browser as well. You can actually play stuff from the web browser if you want to, instead of playing it on the iPhone. But
date type prep off HD.
Okay, so let me double tap on DVR. Which
bipolar mystery.
Oops.
HD DVR.
Okay, so
my
now
DVR.
We're on the main DVR screen, which gives me my options of conflicts, scheduled, all that. There is a conflict I need to look at.
Skip.
Let me do that.
Add a recording. Conflicts.
Conflicts. Let me go to that.
Conflict. DVR. Button.
Takes a second to load.
Everybody loves Raymond. One conflict. Everybody loves Raymond.
Okay.
Channel. WKCF. 18-00. Date. May 18, 2010. Time. 07:29. 8 p. Button. Now. Button. But. Everybody loves Raymond. Channel.
Okay.
WKCF. 18-00. Date. May 18. One date.
May
button.
18th, I think.
Top off. HD.
Okay.
DVR,
so let me go to my scheduled list now.
Record schedule.
On my iPhone. Now, on the iPhone, it doesn't show you what the shows are about or anything like that.
Schedule.
So let's
DVR,
go
button.
In here.
Grid. Button. My. Late. Now.
And.
Off.
Wait a minute.
Grid. Button. My. Late. Now. BBC World News America. Channel. BBC.
We want May 18th.
135.
Let's see.
Date. May 10th. 2000. Skip. Everybody loves my DV. Later. Now. More. One. Skip. Button. Walker. Texas Ranger.
Okay.
Channel. SLTH. 198. Date. May 13th. 2010.
Okay, so that's going to be
09.
Next
0
Tuesday.
10 a.m.
So now we have to go to the More link. Now this is tricky on the iPhone because what happens.
But skip. But 1. 30 of 73.
Okay, so you have to go to the More link. Now my cursor right now is sitting on the More 1 to 73, whatever it is. But what I have to do to get to the next page, I have to take my finger.
Walker. More. Button. 1. More. Button.
Put it just in the right spot and split tap it.
More.
And it worked. If I got the sound that it was opening a whole new thing, if I had gone to the More section
Walker.
Of the
Texas
application,
Ranger.
I would
Channel.
Not
my
have
DVR.
Wanted to do that.
Selected. Later. Now. More. 31. Skip. Button. The Pacific. Channel.
Okay.
HBOE. 300. Date. May 16th, 2010.
So.
Time. 08:59. 10:11 p.m.
Okay, that's fine. That's the Pacific. I have it set to record that 10-part series off of HBO.
31. My DVR.
So
select
now.
31. 60 of 70. More. Button. More.
Go to the next page, and it should tell us what the issue is here with this.
Touched by an angel.
Channel. Okay.
HLN. Button. Skip. Button. Touched by an angel. Channel. HLMRK. 185. Date. May 17th. 2010. Time. 08:00. Button. Everybody loves skip button. BBC World News America.
Okay.
Channel.
Why?
Skip button. The 6P News. Channel. Button. Skip. BBC World News America.
Why is
Channel.
It telling me there's a
BBC
conflict here?
135. Date. May 17th. 2010.
Okay.
Time. 06:59. 8:01 p.m.
Okay, that's right.
But skip. But everybody loves Raymond.
That's right.
Channel. WKCF. 18-00. Date. May 17th. 2010. Time. 07:29. 8 p.m.
Okay, that would be correct. Let me see what.
But skip. Touch
else
by
we've
an angel.
Got.
Channel. HLMR. But skip. Everybody loves Raymond. Channel. WKCF. 18-00. Date. May 17th. 2010. Time. 10. 29, 11:01 p.m.
Okay, I think what it is, I think that movie that I have in here on that timer is causing the conflict. So we're going to go back
DVR.
To DVR.
My DVR.
And
skip. Conflict.
We're going to go back
timers.
To timer.
Timers. DVR. Button.
And
orchestra at temples. Biofam. Homeless to. But when and. Homeless 2, button, Homeless to Harvard.
Homeless to Harvard.
Type. DVR event. Channel. All channels. Scheduled. Zero.
Yeah, that didn't work, so I'm going to delete this timer out.
Homeless to timers.
Okay.
Deep button. Now. Later. Now. Start early. End late. Delete. Button.
Okay, I'm going to take you through this these options here on this timer before I actually delete it. From the delete option, you go backwards. You've got
end late, 1 minute after.
End late, 1 minute after. I have that set to default to that.
Start early, 1 minute before.
Start one early, 1 minute before. That defaults to that. Unless there's a show coming on right after it, then it will not do that. It'll just start right when the show starts. And usually, depending on what channel it is, you'll get the whole thing.
Max recordings. All recordings.
Okay, max recordings, all recordings allows me to select how many recordings I want of a particular show on here. I just leave it alone.
Record one time.
Record one time. You can select one time. There's a whole bunch of options here. You can do one time, new episodes, all episodes, same time every day, or the same time Monday through Friday, same time. There's a lot of different options here, which you can decide which one you want to use.
Priority
allows you to select what number you want it to be. If something records at a higher priority than what you're trying to record, then it will record.
Button. Homeless to Harvard.
And
DVR event. Timers.
Okay, so that
DVR event. Timers. Button.
Timers would allow you to go back to where you were.
DVR event.
DVR event tells you what kind of event it is.
Homeless to Harvard.
And Homeless to Harvard is what we're actually dealing with here.
Later, now, delete, end late, delete.
Go down to delete and double tap delete, and then wait a second here, and then it will ask me again.
Delete, but cancel, delete, but.
Okay, and so we're going to delete.
Delete.
Delete that timer out.
Alert, finished. Your timer for Homeless to Harvard, the list, has been deleted. Your okay, button, okay.
Okay.
DVR, button.
Now,
DVR, my DVR.
Go back to DVR.
My DVR. Skip. Conflicts.
Let's DVR. Check and see button. What the if that.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay.
Channel, WKCF, 18-00, date, May 18, 2010, time, 07:29, 8 p.m.
Let's see what that is.
Everybody, conflict.
Why it's doing that? Button. Let's see.
Loading conflicts for Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay, conflict, okay.
Skip these. Button. BBC World News. Skip. Button. Skip one. Everybody Loves Raymond. Conflict. Skip one to resolve.
Okay,
this
I don't want to skip. I don't want to skip Everybody Loves Raymond because that's a show I'm watching and I want to get. And it's not. The episodes won't be on again for a while. So I've got. I can skip that if I wanted to. I don't want to, but let me see what the other.
Every button. Skip this.
Conflict
button.
Is.
BBC World News America.
Okay.
14 conflicts. Button. Skip these. The 6P News. Button. Skip these. Now. Button.
I don't know why it's doing this. There are no conflicts with this because of the fact the way, I don't know why it does this. I think because it's a day ahead and it's not sure what to do with it right now because today is the 10th. And this is saying the 18th. And according to my schedule that I see, there should not be any conflicts there. So sometimes it's misleading. So what you need to do is just wait and see what happens. It usually will resolve itself if it can. So now let's go back to
conflict DVR. DVR.
Back to DVR. Now
add a recording. Skip. Scheduled. Recordings. Recordings.
Now
DVR button.
Let's go to recordings. Now, remember that recording I made earlier? I know it's at the top of my list on my remote. I can just hit DVR, select, and hit play, and it will play that recording we made earlier when we first started this podcast. Let's say I don't remember where it is. I have no idea. I don't have to. I can use the iPhone to start playing this on the TV here. So,
bipolar mystery, but the 16:82 command refresh.
Okay, so
command find,
I don't exactly know where it is. Let's just
command
connect
find,
to
text field is editing. Auto tap on.
What I can do is I can
more numbers,
and I can just
more,
type in
0, 9, 8, 2, 1.
I'm typing in 981 because that's the channel that was on. It's the Hawaiian Music Channel.
Search.
I'm going to hit search.
Search button.
And it should come up here.
Hawaiian Music Art. Surround yourself with the aloha spirit in this blend of the latest island hits, songs from the past, and classic tropical instrumentals. Watched. 0, 0, 1.
Okay, it tells me, it gives me a description of it, and it's only been, it's like, I think it's like a minute on there, whatever it is. We haven't watched it much, we haven't watched it yet, so we're going to double tap this.
Hawaiian.
And here are the options that we have.
Hawaiian. Hawaiian. Button. Music art. Surround your, watch. Button.
Okay, watch.
Delete.
Delete.
Button. Monday, May 10th, 11:27, 11:28 a.m., CD 32981.
Okay, it's 1 minute. And it's CD32981, so...
delete, watch, button.
I want to watch this, okay? So I'm going to flip the TV back on by using my remote, my satellite remote, that is. Let's do that. Okay, and again, we have to press select because we turned off the sound before. We press select. Uh-oh. There we go. Okay. So that tells me that the sound is on. Now what I'm going to do...
Music art. Watch. Button.
Go to watch on the iPhone. Double tap
watch.
It.
Dip. Episode. Button.
Now, let me mute this on the... TV, let me mute this in a minute. Okay, now what is on my iPhone at the moment is a remote control. I actually can...
Command remote start. Command remote prep. Command remote pause. Command remote play. Command remote next. Command remote resume.
Okay, I can go through this. I can do all sorts of stuff with this. I don't use this. I usually just use the remote. That's easier than dealing with this, but it's good to have this here. If you want to play with it, you can experiment with this. Now, we could delete this from here if we want to. We're not going to do that because I want to show you how you can play it on the computer as well. And you can do that. If you are, say, at your computer and you want to play something at your other TV, let's say I have two TVs hooked up to my Dish Network, so if I wanted to play it on the second TV, I can do that. So what I will do is we won't actually play it on the other TV because you wouldn't be able to hear it because that's in the other room. What we will do is we will unmute this. And it's probably done by now. I'm going to press my rewind 10-second button on my remote. Okay. I'm going to stop it. I'm going to press done, which is select. And we're back at the recording screen. Now, I could just press play if I wanted to hear. There you go. I'm going to press stop. I want to make sure it's close to the beginning of this. We're going to press select again. And then press cancel, which gets me out of it completely and back in the regular TV setting. Go ahead and turn off the sound again and turn off the TV. And now we will log back into remote access on the computer so I can show you
desktop,
how you
Internet
can
Explorer.
Play that
Internet.
On the computer, and then I'll show you how you can delete from the
Internet
iPhone
Explorer.
As well.
0%. Yes.
And I'm going to try something. I'd like to get rid of this.
Loading page.
We're going to start with some basics about using your Dish Network system.
Okay, escape doesn't work, so
using
we're going to...
Custom view, channel, order, accessory, Dish Remote Access.
On TV.
0%.
Okay.
Everything starts with your...
There we go.
4%.
Okay, my room. Now, we'll
Loading
go to recordings
page.
Once
Loading
this
page.
Comes up.
Load done. Dish my dish.
Okay, now we're going to go to recordings. because we were on the schedule before, and that's what it will show us here.
Refresh. Rated religious. Recordings.
Recordings. Select that.
Loading page. Load done. Ditch my room Monday, May 10, 11, 58.
Okay, well, let me see if I can find this.
Find. N. A. Not found.
Let's just type in the word Hawaii.
Find. Not found.
Okay, not there. Let's go to, let's see if
Links.
I can.
Dish. My DVR.
Okay.
My DVR. Loading page. Looking for visible line. Visible line found.
Takes a while because I've got a lot
Load
of
done.
Record. There we go. Let's try it again. Type
Find.
In H-A-W.
Found. Tomahawk Trail. Movie.
No, we don't want that. That's a movie I've recorded. We don't want that.
Fine. Not found. Sergeant, his manager, talk.
All right, where is it?
Fine. Found. Tomahawk Trail.
All right.
Bottom.
Let's go to the bottom here.
Images, of two pages. Images, improve and press.
Okay, this is something I can show you. Now, if you have more than one page of recordings, which I do.
Image of two pages. One. Edit box.
Okay, so on this page, you're going to have, it's got two pages here. If you have a situation like that, at least with WindowEyes, you'll see an edit box at the bottom here where it'll say one of two pages. Now, the one is an edit box. So what we'll do,
Image one, edit box.
We will press enter to get into that, to get into where we can type something. And press type two, press enter.
Ditch remote access.
Press the Control Shift A.
Browse on loading page,
which turns on the regular browse mode again.
Load
instead
done.
Of being in
Did.
Forms mode. Do my Control Shift F
Find.
Again.
R.
H A W and hit enter.
Found. Hawaiian.
There it is, Hawaiian, right there. Now, here's what it's going to show me here on the screen.
Music art. Surround your pits. Watched.
It tells me music art. Gives me a description of it.
000001.
Okay, it tells me it. 000001, which is correct.
Images, but play on TV one.
Now, it says play on TV one. I have a few options here. I could select that one.
Images, button two, delete. Image, detail, play, start, play on TV one. Play on TV two.
Play on TV one, play on TV two.
Start over on TV one.
Start over on TV one,
start
over
on TV
two.
Resume on TV one.
Resume on TV one, resume on TV
two. Table 30 start channel, CD32.9.
Okay.
Start over on TV one.
Say I want to start it over and I want to do it from the computer. I don't want to mess with the iPhone. I don't feel like messing with it. Turn my TV back on again. Hit select on my remote to put the sound back on. There we go. And make sure
start over on TV one
that I'm on the right place, and I'm going to press enter on start over on TV one. And there we go. It's playing on the TV here from the internet.
Load done. Ditch my
or not from the internet, but I was able to command it from the internet, and it started playing on the TV. So you can select any show you want from your DVR this way, or you can do it from the iPhone. Now, I have three ways I can delete. I'm going to stop this. Cancel. And there we go. And the TV's off again. There's three ways I can delete from the DVR. One, I can do it from the remote. Two, I can do it from the computer. Three, I can do it from the iPhone. Now, on my particular system, now, your system may vary if you decide to get it or you already have it. But on my system, when the show is over, your options are going to be done, which is the default. Then it's going to be resume, start over, delete, and protect. Now, because my thing defaults to done, and I know that delete is two up from that, I just up arrow twice, press select, and then the options there are yes, cancel, and no. And your default is cancel. So I'd press the left arrow once to go to yes, press select. Now, the tricky part, which took me a long time to figure out, was how did I know if the DVR was recording when I deleted something? Let's say I was watching a show and it started recording, and I show's over, I delete it, and then I want to change channels. Well, the problem with that, if you do stuff too quickly, you could accidentally cancel a show that's being recorded, and I've done that many times. So there's a couple of ways to tell whether your DVR is recording or not. One way is if you delete something. Let's say you watch a show and you decide you want to delete it. Once you hit select on yes, or you confirm it, if the sound comes back right away, it means either you're recording or your TV's been on for a while. If you go into your recordings on your DVR via your iPhone, and it's more accurate to do it on the iPhone, actually, than it is on the computer, but you can do it there, too. You'll actually see it. It'll actually say recording, and it will give you a time measurement. Now, the time measurement may not be exact, but on the iPhone, you can actually select that particular item, and you can see what time it started and what time it is up to, and you can look at that, and if it's done recording, it will say watched so many, whatever it is. That's the easiest way to tell is if you have an iPhone. You can do it on the computer, like I said, but it's not very, very accurate. What I usually do is, let's say you go through your procedure, which on mine you do. Once you delete it, you press cancel, you're back on the main, you know, whatever you're watching at that point. If you try to change the channel, and the channel does not change, and I would suggest you do it with the arrows, you are probably recording. What you'll want to make sure is you know the procedure to cancel out of it. On mine, if I press the down arrow and it does not change the channel, the options are cancel, no is to the right, yes is to the left. I press my right arrow, I press select, and leave it alone because it is recording. Then I go check on my iPhone or on my computer to see what it's recording and how long the recording is going to take.
1206, unlock,
Okay.
Dish, episode, button.
Three ways to delete. I'm going to show you one of them. The easiest way to do it is either on the remote, which I've explained already, or on the iPhone, which I'm going to show you now. We need to get out of this remote control thing.
Episode, search, button.
Okay, and that's because we use search to find what we wanted.
Watched. Genre. Monday, May 10th, delete. Button.
And we found delete. Double tap it.
Delete. Delete. Button.
And we select delete. We have options of delete or cancel.
Cancel. Delete.
So button. We're going to select delete.
Delete. Alert. Finished. Your recording for Hawaiian has been deleted.
And it says, alert, finished. Your recording for Hawaiian has been deleted. I select OK.
Your recording, okay.
Okay.
DVR, button.
Now, even though when you look at the schedule or the timers or other places, you don't see what the shows are about. When you go into the actual recordings, it will show you what the shows are about. And if there's more than one show, now yours may be different. On mine, it will put the stuff into folders, so you will be able to look at your DVR. Let's say you have a folder with, I don't know, several different episodes of The Pacific in it. You have another one that has several different episodes of NCIS in it. When you look at those on the iPhone or on the PC, it will actually show you all the information for each episode, so you can decide exactly what episode you want to watch and when. Let's go ahead and exit out of this on the iPhone by pressing the home button.
Home. Dish.
And puts us back on the home screen. Now, because my iPhone is set up to where the Dish Network is on the bottom, to where no matter what page I'm on, what application page I'm on, it's there. It's available. I don't have to worry about looking for it. A few other comments on using remote access. If remote access goes down, which has happened to me once, actually, happened to me on a few days ago, you will not be able to access your DVR the way I showed you. What I would recommend, now, you can go in, if you know how to do it, which I can't on mine, you can go in and just play around, poke around with it, and just randomly, oh, I think I'll just watch whatever I find. If you are sure you know what you're watching, that's a good way to do it. Or if the last thing you recorded, which on mine is usually at the top, you want to see that'll work. But otherwise, you're just going to have to wait till it comes back up, because you won't be able to use your DVR until that system comes back up. One of the issues with the iPhone is it does not always scroll to the next item. You'll have to move your finger down and touch the screen a little bit to get past wherever it gets stuck. For some reason, it gets stuck on the iPhone where it will not go to the next thing. I did not show you the scheduling on here because, honestly, I don't have anything to schedule, but that does work quite well with your iPhone. It's easier to do it on the iPhone. I have done it on the PC, but it's a bit difficult because of the fact that the prompts always appear at the bottom of the screen, and it doesn't always take. But what you would do is you would go to Now or Later on your iPhone. And what I usually do is I'll usually just search by channel to find what I want. And when I find what I want, I double tap on it. There's a record option, and you'll usually have several options you can select from, depending on whether it's a movie or whether it's a TV series. If it's a movie, your options will be record this or cancel. If it's a TV series, your options will be record this, record all, record new, or cancel. Those procedures are pretty straightforward. It's pretty easy to do. You can go in and change your remote access on the computer to where it will default to TV1 or TV2. I had it set for TV2. For some reason, it got changed. And honestly, you don't have to change it because you can still select either TV1 or TV2 when you want to watch something. And because I have it set for a minute before the actual show starts, I have enough time to just select it and go in the other room. And by the time I get in there, it's usually close to time for the show to start anyway. So it works quite well to do it that way. What are the drawbacks to this? Well, there's a couple drawbacks. One is the prompts always appear at the bottom of the screen. So you always have to remember to go to the bottom of the screen to find the prompt, whatever it is. If you do something and it doesn't take, you have to do it again. Usually the second time it will work. If you select something that has multiple episodes, you will have to shut down your screen reader, at least with Window Eyes. You will have to shut it down and restart it to get the information to show up. Once you do that, and once you can get the episodes to appear on the screen, you can go to different pages by using the method I showed you, where it'll say one of two or whatever, one of however many pages it is. That one is usually an edit box, and you can just type in the number. You can just edit out, type in the number you want to go to, whatever it is, hit enter, and then press in Window Eyes, you press Control Shift A, and it will reload the page, and you'll be able to see what the actual episodes are. But keep in mind, there is a lot of clutter on the screen, so you will have to sort of find it, muddle around a bit to find where you want to be at to select what you want to watch. But it is possible to do it that way. Normally what I do is I'll start it on the computer and I'll delete from the remote, which I mentioned earlier how to do that on mine. Yours may be different. I would ask the installer to help you know how to record manually and how to delete.
Screen lock.
Delete different episodes. Now, I would suggest you know your remote as well as possible. Know all the buttons on it. Know where everything is. I'd recommend, if you can, to get the VIP 722. The reason I recommend is because the remote that I have has dots on certain buttons. Like, there's a dot on the DVR button, there's a dot on the 5. The buttons are different shapes, different sizes. There are dots on the arrows, the up, down, left, and right arrows. This remote is pretty easy to use, and I really like it. I'm not sure how you would get one of those, but I would recommend you try to get one like that if you possibly can. I don't know what the model number is of my remote. Didn't tell me, but I can tell you the receiver is the VIP-722, which, by the way, is compatible with remote access. There are other ones that are compatible with it. I would suggest if you order Dish Network to tell the salesperson that you want a receiver that is compatible with remote access. The other thing you will need is you will need to have your receiver connected to a broadband network, which in my case is no problem because mine is sitting right next to my computer. There are ways to do that if your receiver cannot be put next to your internet connection. So I would let the salesperson know when you place your order you want to be able to do that, and also let the installer know as well. Times when you may need sighted help. And this happened to me today. If you turn on your TV and you hit your select button and you don't hear anything for maybe 10 or 15 seconds, it could mean that you are on the channel that wants you to select ordering different things. Now, your first thought might be to hit the reset button on your satellite box. If you do that, make sure that you are not recording anything, because if you are, you will mess it up. What will happen is it will start from the point where you hit the reset button, and you'll just want to delete it and catch it again next time. So do not hit the reset button unless you are sure you are not recording anything. Very important, because when you hit the reset button, it affects both tuners, not just the one you're at. What I would suggest is if you turn on the TV and you have silence, I would try hitting the cancel button several times. Or what I found also works is press the button that turns off the picture for your satellite box. At least on mine, when I had that problem today, that allowed me to turn that off, wait about 20 seconds, and then hit the select button, and I was back to TV again. If you turn on your TV and you press select, if it's silent, you hit select, and you hear music, and it was not a music channel that you originally had your satellite box on, do not, I repeat, don't use your arrow buttons to change channels, because you could put yourself in a very strange situation. What I suggest is go to a channel like 105, which is USA, and go up from there, or go to your local channels, whatever they happen to be, start with one of those and arrow from there. Don't just start pushing buttons, because you may put yourself in a situation that you don't realize you're in. Also, one thing to remember too with the satellite system is when you press buttons, don't do it so quickly. When you turn on your TV, I usually like to wait about 30 seconds after the sound comes on before I change channels, because if you do it too quickly, it will lock things up, and you don't want to do that. I hope this answers is a good introduction to the remote access using the iPhone and the PC with Dish Network. I hope that you have learned valuable information from it, but if you have any questions, please feel free to email me. I'm actually going to give you both my email addresses. I didn't give you this one at the start of the podcast, and I probably should have. Matt.Roberts@gseberlin.com is a good one to use, but you can also email me at my personal one, which is N9GMR. That's N as in November, number 9, GMR for Golf Mike Romeo. @me.com, N9GMR@me.com, and I will answer any questions you may have about this. This is a great thing. I am really excited about it, because for the first time ever, and I'm emphasizing this, for the first time ever, blind people have full access to a DVR. Now, it's not perfect. It could use some improvement, But Dish Network has is on the right track, and we need to encourage them to continue. So I hope you've enjoyed this, and I'll see you next time.